Hi, welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I am Cindy B., your podcast host. And, you know, my message today really is about how do we look at ourselves and what makes us attractive and what makes other people attractive. And I have been asking myself a lot recently, why? Why am I defining myself by the way I look? And I've done it my whole life. And when I started my journey path of health and fitness 3 years ago with Joey Atlas, you know, I started dropping weight and getting in shape and fit and healthy and eating well, and I was feeling great. And I thought that I was over that. I wasn't defining myself anymore by the way I look. And over this past winter, I put on weight. I was sluggish. I just had a really, really difficult time through the winter. I lost motivation because I was so tired and there's stress and all these factors going on in my life. That's when I realized that I thought that I was lesser than again. I thought I wasn't enough. I thought that I started looking at myself the same way that I did before when I was heavy. But I realized something today when I was walking, that even when I was, this time last year, I was looking forward to summer, wearing a bikini. I felt great. Oh my gosh, I was confident. And that was the first time in a long time. And so this year, I was not looking forward to summer again. I was feeling the way I was feeling in previous years. And I realized this morning that even last year, when I felt that way, I was still defining myself by how I looked. And I didn't realize it because I just thought that, hey, you know what? I'm feeling great. I'm looking great. And you know, if I had really closed that door and wasn't thinking that way anymore, I wouldn't have been thinking about myself that way now. And I just really, the question I had been asking, why, Lord, am I defining myself by the way I look? Now, I can encourage you. I believe in you. And I can tell you that you are not defined by what you look like. You're not defined by your past, by your mistakes, by what you do or don't. That doesn't define you. I would tell you that, and I am telling you that. The problem was I couldn't tell myself that. I didn't believe it for myself. I could have faith for you. I could have that for you. However, when it came to myself, that was, well, a whole different story. And the other day, my coach, Joey Atlas, had put out an email that just really hit home. And it just confirmed things that I already believed, mostly about you, not about me. But in general, I believed it. I just didn't know how to apply this to myself. So when I read this email message, I was just like, wow, Lord, you know what? Thank you so much for this message. And, you know, his message, which really stirred in me, and it stirred up, I sent out a newsletter this week, and it's been a while since I've done a podcast, a newsletter, just the way I've been feeling, there was nothing there. I had nothing to give you. I felt like I just had nothing. Okay, that's all I can say. And so this email, it says your most attractive body. And he starts to say that you want to know what truly makes for an attractive woman. And I'm going to say person here because this goes for men and women. What makes a person irresistibly gorgeous and deeply desirable? He says that he's going to say what it's not. And I'm going to hit these things and I'm going to talk about them because we need to really understand that when we love ourselves unconditionally and we can see ourselves the way God sees us, we wouldn't have that insecurity. And that's exactly what it is, an insecurity, feeling like we're not enough, that we're not good enough, that we don't look the right way. For me, it was, I don't have long hair anymore. My hair has changed. my skin has changed, my body has changed. I'm going through that transition of life for a woman, and it's been a challenge because I didn't expect certain things to change the way they're changing. So all these things that are just compiling on top of each other. And Joey says that what does not make a person desirable? It's not a perfect body with no imperfections, with no dimples, no flab, no blemishes. It's not a cover model face. It's not a beauty queen or celebrity's smooth skin without a ripple or dent anywhere. It's not a person who doesn't have an ounce of fat on them. And it's not someone who has zero cellulite, okay? And for me, I thought, and I don't know why, for some reason, this has just stayed with me. The pressure of society, especially today, it's very challenging. And even young people, I have a niece who's just turned 14. I have a grandson turning 14. And they both have that societal insecurity of how they look. And it really angers me because there's no need for it. And for me, because I had put on some weight that I worked so very hard to get off of me, to change my lifestyle, I started like, okay, I still felt that I had to have a perfect body. And to me, that was flawless in my eyes. Beautiful long hair that just could blow in the wind, that you could pull back, put up, and just beautiful, beautiful skin. And a body that has curves in all the right areas and, you know, the perfect butt. Everybody would like to have a nice butt. Well, I'm really working on that. And it doesn't seem to be in my family, like from, you know, me and my sisters and my parents and upwards. My kids, well, that's a different story because now you're mixing different DNA from, you know, the other side of the family. But for mine, it's been a challenge. So I felt like, well, if I don't have a nice rear end, I'm not attractive. My body's not attractive. I don't want to wear shorts. And that started again. So I have really been questioning myself. Why do I feel that way about myself when I see people differently, but not myself? Joey goes on to say that somebody, and he's talking about what attracts him to a woman, what makes her attractive. And I'm, again, going to apply this to both men and women because it applies to both men and women. He says, somebody who's desirable is attractive, capable, and able. One who knows and sees their self-worth despite false imperfections defined by warped cultural norms. And that's exactly what it is, because there is not a person that does not have imperfections. I have met people, there's been people in my life that I have had relationships with, friendships with, that in my eyes had all that going on, all of that. And yet they had an insecurity about themselves. There's something they didn't like about themselves. They felt they weren't good enough. And I'd be like, what? Well, if only I looked like that, if only I had that going on, I would feel great. But it's not about that. It's not about that at all, okay? It's our body is just, it's our body. It carries who we are. And I had seen in our Facebook group, Joey had made mention to somebody that training and eating well is not just to look good, but what about the strength that it brings? It makes us stronger, physically stronger, mentally stronger. And that was the beginning of this culmination to where I'm at doing this podcast, because it spoke volumes to me, because I have gotten very much stronger. Now, I can make a muscle and I can see it. It's hard. You probably wouldn't recognize it so much because my skin isn't perfect. It's not tight like I'd like it to be or like it's starting to be. It's taken me a lot longer. And And that was a problem for me too. And so I know I'm stronger. It's not just about what I look like. I have some people in my life who never saw me over 200 pounds. And one of them actually said, "Really? You were that big? I never noticed." And I said, "How could you not notice? I was fat. I was overweight. Okay, so this is me talking about myself. But I'm so grateful that they told me, "No, I never saw that. I see your heart. I see you're intelligent, you're beautiful, you're a strong woman." And I'm going to be honest, I never knew how to receive those things. They didn't sound like me. And a lot of times I didn't believe things I heard. I worked with Joey for 2.5 years, personally, one-on-one training. Awesome training if you're ever interested. Changed my life. And when I first started working with him, he would encourage me on a daily basis. It was constant communication every day. And I remember telling him, "It's making me sick." I felt nauseous because I didn't believe him because I never had that kind of encouragement. I never had all that positive on a daily basis. It was almost like an overdose of sugar, if that makes any sense at all. It was a challenge to work through, but when I did, it made all the difference. My attitude changed, my outlook changed, and I changed. But see, it begins on the inside. Unfortunately, I didn't really get a hold of that. I was still looking at the outside. When I first started on this fitness journey and this health journey, it was more about getting healthy. But then it became more about looking good because I haven't looked good in a really long time. But looked good in my eyes. That was the physical. Inside, I was changing. I was becoming the woman, the person that I am, that I hid for so long, that I stuffed down for so long. And now I was emerging my personality, my character, everything that God created me to be and who I am. And other people saw it and I just couldn't see it. And so I want to encourage you that it's not about what you look like that defines who you are. Health starts on the inside. We need to eat right. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to love ourselves unconditionally, which includes all the things that you don't like about yourself, all the things I don't like about myself. And I'm going to give you an example of really pushing through this. When I read this letter, I actually was going to see somebody I hadn't seen in a little bit, probably since last year when I looked good in my eyes. And it was a hot day. It was this week. And I put on shorts and I cringed. Because now I'm leaving the house and I'm going in public and oh my gosh, what's it going to think about me? All these thoughts came in my mind. Wow, I put on weight since last time you saw me. And I said, I'm just going to suck it up. And I did. And I tried to ignore myself and focusing on myself. And you know what? I did. We had a fun time and we just talked and everything, and I'm learning that when we are so concerned about what other people think about us, do you know what? They're thinking the same thing. What are they going to think about me? Why the society today and for a long time puts on that insecurity, why do we take it? I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to lie to myself. And I don't want you to lie to yourself if you have been, or maybe you know somebody who is like that. We need to take care of ourselves, speak positive, put positive in. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, there's something I know about you. You're interested in change. You want something different in your life. And you know, I've learned that the only thing that can be different is me. I can't change other people. I don't want to change other people. I want my heart to change. I want to make the difference. I want to be the difference. I want to bring the light. I don't want to be so wrapped up in myself, which is very selfish, that I can't even see other people because I'm so concerned about what I look like. And that's a miserable life. Okay? And, you know, Joey goes on here to say that overall intelligence he looks for. Smart women, smart men take proper care of their health. And he said this is wildly attractive to wise men and wise women. I will tell you, because when I'm looking for a friendship, I don't want to be with somebody who's constantly beating themselves up and putting themselves down or feeling insecure, because it doesn't feel good to me. And I was like that. I want like-minded people. I want in my life people who are their mindset is to move forward, is to make changes, is to be the best that they can be, because I don't want to go back to where I used to be. And so I can understand, you know, people who have self-confidence, who their self-esteem, they have respect for themselves, people who are grateful and thankful. That's one thing very important that stirred up in me working with Joey, is remembering to be grateful. And I used to be. A lot of things changed in my life, a lot of trials, tribulations, and things out of my control that I allowed to hold me down for so long. But I remembered, and I became more grateful every day. And now a day doesn't go by that I'm not thanking God and being grateful to God for things in my life, for my health, that I can walk, that I can talk, that I can, you know, that I have a house to live in. I'm grateful for everything. I hope this is making sense to you. There is no perfect body. There is no perfect person anymore. There was one, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the only perfect one. The rest of us are not perfect. We're flawed. We have flaws. And if you see someone you think is perfect, just talk to them. And they'll probably tell you, whether directly or indirectly, that they're not satisfied. There's something missing. Don't be deceived by things you see or what you perceive. Know today that we don't need to be so concerned about what we look like, how we look. Be who you are. I am so grateful. I can laugh. I have fun. And I'm learning to let go of my false perceptions. It's twisted, it's wrong, and it's corrupted. I'm learning to see me as God sees me and know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, just as you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So take your flaws and get up and just go forward. Rejoice. Be glad. Jesus loves you. We really don't need to have those things hanging over our head. Eat right. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first in that respect. Have self-respect. And live an expectant life. Expect the best. Expect things are going to change. Expect even any insecurity you may have about, well, maybe you have this dimple, or you have a little saggy skin, or you have, you know, flabby arms when you wave. And I laugh because I still do. And I'm going to be really honest here and let you know that even in our fitness group, I was starting to feel like I didn't belong there anymore, because I felt like I was failing my coach, failing myself, failing all the people in the group, because I'm not able to do the things that I was able to do because of a physical limitation that has, progressed in the wrong direction. I'm not professing that because I know I'm healed. It's just not manifested yet. And so in this limitation, it's really a challenge. And I see other people who are like going nuts and being able to do more. They're getting stronger. They're leaner. They look great. They post pictures. And I started really taking that on myself. And on top of everything else, I felt like I couldn't face these people, that I was disappointing them somehow, that I was being a hypocrite somehow. But you know what? I'm not. I'm a real person. And even though I may not be able to do things that I was able to do even a year ago, I'm not going to quit. I am not a quitter. And you are not a quitter. Every day is a new day to start over. Every day is a new day to start over. Today's your day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Life is too short to focus on things that don't matter. Does that make sense? How do you see yourself? Really, honestly, how do you see yourself? What do you think about yourself? What are you placing your focus on? What are you focusing on? What is important to you? Listen, I've learned that with consistency in anything, whether on my fitness journey, my spiritual journey, my businesses, when I focus on moving forward and I'm consistent, that's when change happens. We need to be consistent. So even though there are physical results that I am not seeing yet, or has been really slow compared to other people, we can't compare to other people in anything. We cannot compare ourselves in any area of our life to anybody else. We are all different. And I'm going to be very adamant about that. Just be consistent. Change will come. I know it will, because I'm experiencing it in every area of my life. And I was a hot mess. And even a hot mess can have success in every area. Be consistent. Learn who you are. Learn who you are. Forget about everything else that you feel is wrong about you. Because I'm willing to bet that there are people in your life that don't see you the way you do. We're always hardest on ourselves. Always hardest on ourselves. Enough is what I tell you. Enough is enough. I have decided enough is enough for myself too. And, you know, training is not just for the outward appearance. It's for strength. And I know I just said that. I'm turning the corner on my perspective, and I hope you will too. It just finally was like a light switch. Has that ever happened to you, where it's like all of a sudden, dun, 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 wow, where have I been missing that? And so something changed inside me when I was just all in a day, when I read Joey's letter, remembering other things that he had posted to other people. And you know what? My life isn't normal. It is not normal. I wear many hats. The dynamics of my life are crazy, and yours may be too. It's not an excuse. It just means that I need to be more creative and more flexible on myself. I was exhausted today. I'm going to tell you, this morning I got up, I walked my 2.5 miles, and I came home and I was doing my training session. And even doing it, I was like exhausted, that I could have lied down on the floor and taken a nap. and I had hardly done anything yet. My body is changing so much. Things are just changing, and I need to be very careful of what I'm doing. I need a proper bedtime, and that doesn't always work because I don't sleep well at night. So there may be a lot of factors in your life that are out of your control that are causing a trickle effect. Listen, it's just one day at a time, okay? Just one day at a time. Be encouraged that when you go to bed tonight and you're blessed to wake up to a new day tomorrow, just take a deep breath. Be grateful you're alive. And just start one step at a time, okay? I hope that this message has ministered to you in some way, that you've got something out of it, and maybe you could think of somebody you'd like to share it with. That'd be great. I want to see lives changed in every area. I want to see your life changed, and I would love to hear from you. If you would like to reach me, you can reach me at Cindy B. Strong. C-I-N-D-I, letter B, strong at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can check out Joey Atlas if you've never, you know, heard of him or seen any of his training. Go to fitnesstraining.live. Start there. You can find him on Facebook, Joey Atlas. You know, it just, change starts with us, with me, with you. And I'm really grateful for you. I'm really grateful that you're listening, that you're here. And, you know, this message, it just may go on to another podcast. I may have guests on this subject. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited about that. Just moving forward in life, I'm excited. And again, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your time. Always be in it to win it. Be in it to win it. Slay your day. And until next time, this is Cindy B. Jesus loves you.